Racine County Judge Eugene Gasarkevich puts 46-year-old Racine resident Charita Atkins on 3 years probation under threat of incarceration if she violates any conditions, and orders her to pay part of the restitution for copper that was stolen out of a home under rehabilitation along the lakefront. Court records listing Atkins as the lookout for Michael and Christopher Cannaday last January. Both men fled that home to the roof of the building, which was partially covered with ice at the time. Michael Cannaday got 5 years in prison, 5 years of supervision after that. He scuffled with police on top of the roof, one officer sliding close to the edge. Cannaday's brother is scheduled for trial in June. A woman from Racine had some issues last night to deal with after a situation with her car keys, some outstanding warrants, and a little run-in with a fire hydrant on the city's west side. Mount Pleasant police dispatched to the 5200 block of Washington Avenue reports of a woman who had locked the keys in her car. The officer involved opened up the door. Standard records checked those showed her with multiple outstanding warrants from Mount Pleasant and Racine police. A news release indicates Janiqua Brumby was given the chance to satisfy the warrants, but instead drove away. After leaving the parking lot onto Washington Avenue, she lost control near Roosevelt Avenue, her vehicle then striking and shearing off a fire hydrant. The release adds that when she tried to run away, despite being 7 months pregnant, she was detained and taken to the hospital for safety reasons. Local and minority hiring goals and achievement thus far on Racine Unified's 3 major school projects. Those goals are not being met in some instances, according to the general contractor, Riley Construction, though less than 10% of the overall work is complete. At the school board meeting this week, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen reminded the board about its divergent goals for building the new Knapp and Olympia Brown and the Gifford addition, but the union objectives, he said through Riley, don't necessarily match up to those goals.
One of the things with the unions is they prefer, and that's their job, is to make sure all of their apprentices are off the bench. That's the term they use. In other words, if they have someone who's not working, who's been through the apprentice program or is in it, and has been laid off for whatever reason, that they would be called up first before new people would be brought on board. And that's been part of the issue because there were people on the bench that may not have been minorities, so therefore it was hard to increase the minority percentage.
The Racine School Board will be getting these construction updates in March, June, and December of next year. And there's going to be a lot of last-minute Christmas shopping today around Southeast Wisconsin and all over the country for that matter. Michael Toscano reminds us that retailers are going to be there to try to meet demand.
If Christmas shopping is still on your to-do list, don't worry, you're not alone. You're also not out of options. Procrastinators are welcome today at a number of major retailers, including Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Kohl's, and Toys R Us. Best Buy and Kohl's are closing up shop at 6 p.m. local time, but Walmart will keep its doors open until 8. Toys R Us has been open since yesterday and won't close until 9 p.m. And if it really comes right down to the wire, Target can take care of the last-minute retail rush until 11 p.m. tonight. I'm Michael Toscano.
A Kenosha woman is charged with supplying drugs to a man who died from an overdose of cocaine and heroin back on September 26th at a home on the 1600 block of 71st Street. 35-year-old Sarah Neisonger charged with first-degree reckless homicide. She remains jailed, facing up to 40 years in prison if convicted. Will be back in court next week. Neisonger charged with making phone calls to locate the drugs through a dealer. Criminal complaint says she woke up, found the 45-year-old victim on his kitchen floor, called 911, but then left the building because she was on parole at the time. Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development showing unemployment rates around Wisconsin, well, they were up in 29 of the state's 32 largest cities and in every county for the month of November. Only the city of Beloit had a decline, 0.1%. Racine topping the state in terms of the cities at 6.1% unemployment. That compares to 5.8% in October. Kenosha's November jobless figure was 5.2% versus 4.9% a month earlier. Caledonia's jobless rate in November, 4.4%, 5.8% in Mount Pleasant, 3.5% in Oak Creek. Fitchburg, Madison, Sun Prairie, the lowest jobless rates around the state, each at 2.9%. Meanwhile, word from Washington, the U.S. Labor Department had 267,000 new jobless claims filed last week. That's actually down about 5,000 from the week before. And a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources fisheries crew reports there was a near-record walleye catch recently. December 16th, to be specific, they caught and released a 17.5-pound, 32-inch-long walleye. This happened in Jackson County. The largest walleye ever caught in Wisconsin, that was 18 pounds, snagged on High Lake in Vilas County in 1933. Spine and scale samples taken from this latest fish will be used to try and determine its age. A Kenosha bowler's string of luck within the past few weeks has gained quite a bit of attention. Mike Bain rolling 3 perfect games during that span, bringing his lifetime total to 24. He tells the Kenosha News he's just been fortunate that everything is falling down. Bain also admits, though, to just a little bit of luck. Any school district official in southeast Wisconsin will tell you about trying to get out the positives on their district to counter the negatives that seem to grab attention and stick with people more, but it's also a much tougher job these days. Tanya Reuter is Kenosha Unified's Director of Community Partnerships and Media Relations. She told Gateway Public Radio that it's very competitive at this point. The ultimate goal with stories and news releases that they put out to increase enrollment and community support.
Education is becoming a more competitive marketplace. We have students who we're trying to bring into Kenosha Unified because as enrollment falls, that causes issues.
Reuter's 4-member media team at Kenosha Unified uses various social media. The district's website puts out old-fashioned news releases and, of course, deals with reporter inquiries. Stacy Tappan and her team at Racine Unified do much of the same thing in terms of messaging. Their goal to counter the continued negative perception of the district, which has contributed to lower enrollment. 71% of Wisconsin roads are in poor to mediocre condition, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers. It ranks the Badger State 3rd worst in the nation, also pointing out some 2,000 bridges in Wisconsin are either structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. Madison Democratic Representative Melissa Sargent hears about that all the time, noting the gas tax used to be the main source of revenue for the transportation budget, but that doesn't even cover simple costs anymore.
We are now competing with how it is that we're going to pay for our schools, how it is that we're going to train workers, how it is that we are going to continue the infrastructure of our state because our general funds are being used in our transportation budget. And in my opinion, that is unsustainable.
She notes Wisconsin's roads are becoming increasingly crowded and it's time for both parties at the Capitol to make a New Year's resolution. Stop putting transportation on a credit card. New director name for Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee. County Executive Chris Abley announcing Ismail Bonilla going to be taking over that job February 1st. Described as a seasoned aviation industry executive, senior leadership positions at airports in Latin America and Florida. He's also a 20-year veteran of the Air Force. In Kenosha County, a Bristol family's holiday decoration caught fire because Elf on a Shelf was a little too close to a light bulb at a home in the 8400 block of Highway MB. Bristol Fire Chief John Niederer says the family smelled something burning, found the source prior to crews arriving, but it's also a good reminder you got to be careful, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. I think you want to make sure that your decorations are, you know, they're plugged in properly. You're not overloading circuits. You want to make sure that anything that is burnable, is away from any lights that are causing heat to be given off.
The elf decoration had to be replaced because of the damage. Chief Niederer indicates now is also a good time to make sure that the smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in your home and or business are in good working order. This Christmas Eve, a new Allstate insurance poll out offering yet another reminder about keeping your home safe. Spokesman Frank Torres says childproofing. Yeah, if you need to do it, you got guests coming over with kids. Better be sure about that.
Make sure you do a little bit of childproofing at your house. You might even want to get down on the floor and see if there are any dangling cords or sharp edges that a toddler could hurt themselves with, or electrical outlets that they might stick something in.
Little things like that can make a difference. Torres adding it's easy to get distracted during this time, especially if you're cooking. That can be a major problem, too.
Take an oven mitt with you so that it reminds you that you've got something going in the kitchen, and if there is a problem, you'll get back there and be able to take care of it before it gets too big.
70% of the survey respondents knew the holidays generated more home hazards, but only 37% took the additional steps to protect themselves. And the recent embarrassment at the Miss Universe pageant, the inspiration for a minor league baseball promotion down in Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders announcing runner-up night, April the 26th. And yes, they are inviting Miss Columbia to throw out the first pitch. Within the span of just a few minutes this morning, around the 9 o'clock hour, Kenosha police were called to an armed robbery of the Subway sandwich shop near 30th Avenue and Washington Road. A white male in sunglasses, a face covering, and brandishing a knife got away with a register with currency. Bristol, Paris, and Salem firefighters dispatched to the 17500 block of Highway 50 in front of Bristol Oaks. A semi-truck cab was on fire. Several 911 calls about it were received, a first responder reporting the engine consumed by the flames. And a turning car struck a city bus at Washington Avenue and Valley Drive in Racine. That sent the driver of that citizen vehicle to the hospital with a left knee injury and resulted in medical attention by paramedics for a couple of passengers on the bus. A state appeals court reinstates a lawsuit that alleges a Kenosha police officer used excessive force when she pushed and twisted a man to get him into a squad car. The appeals court overturned a Kenosha judge's decision dismissing the case filed by Daniel Wilson last year, alleging Officer Susan Webb injured him when he was arrested and forced into the squad in May of 2011. After the city argued that Webb acted reasonably during the arrest, Kenosha Judge Anthony Milosuskis dismissed the lawsuit. Second District Court of Appeals ruled, although that Wilson's case did appear weak, it's not clear if Webb's actions were reasonable. City did not dispute that the officer's actions caused Wilson, who had recently had back surgery, some pain. The case remanded back to Kenosha Circuit Court for further proceedings. And with Christmas Eve, you may have some travel delays depending upon the weather conditions in other parts of the country.
Christmas Eve travel disruptions due to weather can be seen as you draw a line from Boston down to Houston, and major cities like New York City, Washington, Atlanta could see airline delays due to thunderstorms. In the west, it's snow, mixed precipitation as well for places like Salt Lake, Billings, Northern California, and the Pacific Northwest. All potential areas today that could experience travel delays both in the air and on the ground. I'm John Trout.
All right, your weather forecast, partly cloudy and breezy, high near 41. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.